Isaiah chapter 59. Behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers are defiled with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue has muttered perverseness. No one calls for justice, nor do any plead for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies, and they conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity, and they hatch cockatrice eggs and weave spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies, and that which is crushed breaks out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they do not know, and there is no judgment in their goings. They've made themselves crooked paths. Whoever goes within those paths shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. We look for brightness, but we walk in darkness. And we grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night, and we are in desolate places as dead men. We all roar like bears, and mourn sore like doves, and we look for judgment that there is none. We look for salvation, but it's far off away from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against Yahweh and departing away from our Elohim, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment has turned away backward, and justice stands far off. For truth has fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yes, truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. And Yahweh saw, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. And for this reason his arm brought salvation towards him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness like a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with them as a cloak. According to their needs, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will pay recompense. So shall they fear the name of Yahweh from the west, and his reputation from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of Yahweh will lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer will come to Zion, and towards them that turn from transgression in Jacob, says Yahweh. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says Yahweh. My Spirit that is upon you, and my words which I put in your mouth, will not depart from out of your mouth, nor from out of the mouth of your seed, nor from out of the mouth of your seed's seed, says Yahweh, from now on and forever. End of chapter.